AI, it's everywhere these days, isn't
Yeah,
it?
it really is.
I mean, it feels like just yesterday, right? We're all blown away by self-driving cars.
Right.
And now you've got AI composing symphonies,
Yeah.
writing screenplays. I mean, it really is amazing. And what's even more amazing is that this AI boom just seemed to come out of nowhere.
You're absolutely right. Even as an expert in the field, I've been caught a little bit off guard by just how quickly things are progressing. And it really is incredible.
So for this deep dive, we're going to explore what it really means to live in this AI-powered world. We'll cover the potential benefits, but we won't shy away from the challenges and the risks either.
Yeah.
It's a journey into uncharted territory, and you're coming along for the ride.
Yeah, and this journey is for everyone. You know, whether you're excited to see how AI might revolutionize your field, or maybe you're a little apprehensive about the changes it could bring, everyone's welcome to come along on this journey.
And to kick things off, let's just make sure we're all on the same page. Our sources explain that there are two main types of AI: narrow AI and general AI. Narrow AI is kind of like a specialist. It
Right.
excels at one specific task, like filtering spam emails
Yes.
or playing chess.
General AI, on the other hand, is much more ambitious. Think of it as aiming to mimic the human brain. So capable of learning and tackling a wide range of problems across many different domains.
So now that we have those basics down, let's dive into the big question. Why is everyone making such a big deal about AI? Our sources highlight some pretty mind-blowing possibilities.
Yeah.
For example, AI could supercharge efficiency and productivity across industries.
Yeah, just imagine a manufacturing plant where AI-powered robots are handling all these repetitive tasks. And what that does is it increases output, reduces costs. And we're not talking about some distant future. This is happening now. Companies like Tesla are already using AI-driven robots in their factories.
So we're not just talking about these abstract ideas.
No.
This is real-world stuff.
Story happening.
And it's not limited to just manufacturing either. Our sources point to healthcare as another field that's ripe for an AI revolution.
Absolutely. Imagine a world where an AI can analyze your entire medical history, you know, flagging potential risks years before they might develop. We're even talking personalized treatment plans
Whoa.
based on your unique genetic makeup.
Okay.
This could be a game changer for preventative care and personalized medicine.
That's incredible. It seems like AI has the potential to completely transform the way we approach healthcare. But let's move beyond efficiency in healthcare for a moment. What about the impact AI is having on our everyday lives? You know, the stuff we all experience.
AI is already personalizing our experiences, even if we don't realize it. Think about, for example, the recommendations that you get on streaming services or shopping sites. That's AI at work, you know, analyzing your preferences and tailoring suggestions to your unique tastes.
So it's like having a personal assistant who knows you better than you know yourself.
Pretty much.
But it's not all fun and games, right? What about AI's potential to actually make us safer?
Well, think about self-driving cars. They have the potential to drastically reduce accidents caused by human error. In fact, companies like Waymo, a self-driving car company, has already logged millions of miles on public roads with a remarkably low accident rate.
Okay, so that's pretty impressive, right?
Yeah.
But it also raises a whole bunch of questions. Are we comfortable handing over control
Yeah.
to a machine, even if statistically it's a safer driver?
Right.
And what happens when things go wrong, which they inevitably will at some point?
You're right to point that out. There are definitely complex questions and ethical considerations surrounding AI's role in safety.
We've talked about AI in manufacturing and healthcare, even in transportation, but our sources also highlight the impact AI is having on the scientific world,
Yeah.
which is pretty exciting, I think.
AI is, in a way, like a superpowered research assistant for scientists. It can analyze these massive data sets, spotting patterns and connections that humans might miss just because of the sheer volume of data. For example, AI is helping scientists map the human brain, develop new materials, and even predict earthquakes.
That's pretty mind-blowing. It sounds like AI is giving scientists a whole new toolkit for discovery.
It really is.
It's almost like having a crystal ball for scientific breakthroughs.
Yeah, it's really accelerating the pace of research.
But even with all these incredible possibilities, there are concerns, right?
Of course,
You know?
there are potential downsides to consider. And one of the biggest fears is that AI will lead to widespread job displacement.
Yeah, and this is a valid concern, I think, especially for jobs that involve a lot of repetitive tasks or data analysis. Are we headed towards a future where robots just replace human workers?
Well, it's not quite that simple. AI is also creating new jobs
Oh.
in fields like AI development, data science. And even in industries where automation is happening, AI often augments human capabilities rather than replacing them entirely.
Okay.
So think of it as a collaboration between humans and machines.
Okay, so it's not just about robots taking over. It's about kind of rethinking the nature of work and adapting to this changing landscape.
Exactly.
But there are other concerns as well, right? I mean, what about the potential for AI systems to be vulnerable to cyber attacks?
Absolutely. As AI becomes more integrated into critical infrastructure,
Yeah.
like banking and energy grids, the stakes become much higher.
Right.
A successful cyber attack on an AI system
Mm.
could have devastating consequences. It's a constant race to stay ahead of the bad guys and ensure the security of these systems.
So it's like a double-edged sword, right? AI has the potential to make our lives safer, but it also introduces these new vulnerabilities that hackers can exploit. This all sounds like a very complex puzzle,
It is.
but I'm eager to kind of dive into the next layer of this conversation. What else can we expect on this journey into the world of AI?
Well, let's talk about, you've hit on a really crucial point there, security. As AI systems become more and more intertwined with our lives, from managing our finances to even controlling critical infrastructure, the potential consequences of a breach are just enormous.
Yeah, it's almost like we're creating these incredibly powerful tools and then trying to figure out how to keep them out of the wrong hands. What are some of the strategies that are being used to try to protect these AI systems?
Well, there are multiple layers of defense. One approach is to use advanced encryption techniques to safeguard AI algorithms and the data that they rely on. Another strategy involves developing AI systems that are specifically designed to detect and prevent cyber attacks,
Right.
almost like AI bodyguards for other AI systems.
So it's like an AI arms race.
Yeah, kinda.
The good guys using AI to defend against the bad guys using AI.
Exactly.
This whole cybersecurity landscape is fascinating.
Yep.
But let's shift gears for a moment. Our sources also touch on the issue of privacy
Right.
in the age of AI.
Yeah, and this is a major concern. I mean, AI thrives on data.
Right.
The more data it has, the better it performs.
Right.
But where does all that data come from? And
Yeah.
what happens to our privacy when AI is constantly monitoring our online activity, our shopping habits, even our movements?
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I've noticed that those targeted ads are getting creepily accurate lately. It's
Yeah.
like they know what I'm thinking before I even do.
That's to the power of AI-driven data analysis.
Right.
But it raises important questions about consent and control.
Yeah.
Do we really have a say in how our data is used
Yeah.
and what safeguards are in place to prevent misuse or abuse?
Yeah, it feels like we're constantly being asked to trade convenience for privacy.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure that's a fair trade-off. Are there any ways to kind of strike a balance between leveraging the power of AI and protecting our personal information?
That's the million-dollar question.
Yeah.
There are ongoing efforts to develop privacy-preserving AI techniques
Okay.
that allow systems to learn from data without compromising individual privacy. One example is differential privacy,
Right.
which adds noise to data sets to make it difficult to identify
Yeah,
individuals
right.
while still preserving the overall patterns in the data.
So it's like blurring out faces in a photo,
Right.
but still being able to see the crowd.
Exactly.
But even with those safeguards in place, there's still the question how comfortable we are with AI making decisions that affect our lives.
You're bringing up a very fundamental challenge here, the
Yeah.
issue of control and autonomy. As AI systems become more sophisticated,
Right.
it becomes harder and harder to understand how they actually make decisions.
Right.
And this lack of transparency can make people uneasy, especially when AI is being used in high-stakes areas like healthcare or finance.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, we like to know why decisions are being made,
Right.
especially if they have a direct impact on us.
Why, of course.
Is there any way to make AI decision-making more transparent?
Well, that's where the field of explainable AI comes in.
Okay.
Researchers are working on developing AI systems that can actually provide clear explanations for their decisions.
Okay.
And this would allow humans to understand the reasoning behind AI recommendations
Right.
and really build trust in the system.
So it's like giving AI a voice,
Yeah.
allowing it to explain its thought process.
Exactly.
Okay, well, that would definitely help address some of those concerns around transparency. But even with explainable AI, there's still the potential for these unexpected outcomes, right? I mean, AI systems, they don't always behave as we expect.
Exactly. As we've seen, AI systems can be unpredictable.
Right.
And one reason for this unpredictability is that AI systems are constantly learning and evolving.
Right.
As they are exposed to new data and new situations, their behavior can change in ways that we might not anticipate.
So it's almost like having a student who suddenly becomes smarter than the teacher.
Yeah, in a way.
We've created this powerful technology,
Right.
but we don't fully understand its capabilities
Yeah.
or its limitations. It's a bit unsettling, to be honest.
You're highlighting the importance of ongoing research and development in the field of AI safety.
Yeah.
We really need to understand how to design AI systems that are robust, reliable,
Right.
and aligned with human values.
It sounds like we're walking a tightrope.
Yeah.
We want to embrace the incredible potential of AI,
Right.
but we also need to be aware of the risks
Of course.
and take steps to mitigate them.
That's a great way to put it. This journey into the world of AI is filled with both excitement and caution. And as we continue to explore this uncharted territory,
Right.
it's crucial to engage in these open and honest conversations about the implications of this technology.
You're absolutely right. And speaking of conversations, what are some of the key takeaways our listeners should keep in mind as they navigate this new AI-powered world? It feels like we've covered so much ground, from AI-powered robots in factories
We have.
to the potential for AI to revolutionize scientific discovery. It's a lot to process.
It really is. And I think one of the key takeaways from all this is that AI is ultimately a tool.
Right.
Like any other tool, it can be used for good or for ill. The future of AI isn't some predetermined outcome,
Right.
right? It depends on the choices that we make today.
So it's not just about the technology itself. It's about how we develop it, how we use it, and what safeguards we put in place to make sure that it aligns with our values.
Precisely. We need to be thoughtful, ethical, and proactive in
Yeah.
shaping this AI-powered world we're creating.
I love that word, proactive. It's not about just passively waiting to see what happens. It's
Right.
about actively engaging in the conversation and making our voices heard.
Exactly. And that's where you, our listeners, come
Right.
in. What role do you want to play in shaping the future of AI? How do you feel about the potential benefits and the potential risks we've discussed? What stands out to you? What are your hopes and fears about this technology that's so rapidly changing the world around us?
Yeah, it really is. And it's changing faster than ever before.
It is. We're at a pivotal moment. We're entering this uncharted territory. And there are no easy answers.
Right.
But by asking these tough questions, by engaging in open and honest dialogue, I think we can work together to ensure that AI ultimately serves humanity rather than the other way around.
I think that's a perfect note to end on. The future of AI is in our hands. Let's make sure we use it wisely.